Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
New activation and upfront payment for 3-month plan required. Taxes and fees extra. Additional restrictions apply. See mintmobile.com for full terms.
You've been dreaming about the dress. Come find the one at David's Bridal. The most glamorous designer wedding gowns are now 15% off. Bridesmaid dresses that fit beautifully start around $99. Whether you need a veil, jewelry, shoes, or even lingerie and shapewear, it's all at David's Bridal. Take 20% off outfit-making accessories for a limited time. Stop by your local David's Bridal store or shop davidsbridal.com today. Terms and conditions apply.
Today's show is sponsored by CriminalsNoCriminals.net. Tired of having your stuff taken from your yard? Sick of having your identity stolen? It might be time to bring in the professionals. That's where CriminalsNoCriminals.net comes in. A team of ex-cons and criminals currently on the lam have united to form a business that helps point out every loophole and security risk in your life. They can spot the angles. They can make sure you never get robbed again. Go to CriminalsNoCriminals.net and get a free scan of your social security number and passport with the first order. CriminalsNoCriminals.net. They know crime because they are crime. Let's start the show. Hey, welcome to Meet My Friends, the Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast. My name is Tom Sharpling, the host. Each and every episode of Meet My Friends, the Friends discusses an episode of the TV show Friends. And we've got another episode for you now where we are going to talk about Friends. So let's go and meet my friends and your friends, the Friends. Yeah, welcome back to Meet My Friends, the Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast. My name is Tom Sharpling. Thanks for being here with us. Tonight we are talking about episode 9 of season 3. This is the one with the football, is what this is called. And this was another Thanksgiving episode, which has become a Friends tradition, written by Ira Ungerleider, one of the writers whose name has come up over and over, and directed by Kevin S. Bright, who has worked on the show and is a big name with Friends. And this aired on November 21st of 1996. And I want to welcome once again my special guest into the studio, Sabrina Mino.
Hey.
How are you?
Really good. How are you?
Great. Thanks for coming and being a part of this again.
Oh my God. Thank you so much.
And you are a fan of Friends,
mm-hmm.
and you are the admin mm-hmm. of a Friends Facebook group called...
Go on. You got it.
Just trying to picture the... You do it. Let me hear you do it.
Beep, bum, a beam, beam, ba, bum, bum.
Okay. And that is your Friends Facebook
yeah.
group, and you're the admin.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a pretty popular...
Yeah, it's a pretty popular group. There's tens of posts every single day, and I'm basically in charge of, you know, taking down any content that, you know, doesn't play by our rules. Like, sometimes people will post, like, memes or stuff about Mad About You, and I'm like, okay, why don't you start your own group about Mad About You then?
Yeah, even though they would probably try to say it's like, no, but Ursula was on Mad About You, Phoebe's sister was on Mad About You, and that's a whole thing.
When people, like, have that argument in my group, like, I get so annoyed. Like, I'm like, start your own group. Like, these are my rules.
Yeah. You can be like, there's nothing stopping you from starting your own Mad About You and Friends co
Like, sorry, I'm the admin and my mods stand by me.
Mm-hmm. Sure. It's your group. You're right to do that. And this episode, like I said, is a Thanksgiving episode. They're making Thanksgiving dinner, and the guys are watching a football game on TV, and the ladies are making Thanksgiving dinner, and they're finally just kind of like Phoebe's kind of sits down to watch the game with the guys, and then it's halftime, and then Ross and Rachel, we find out, have this history with this football thing where they were arguing about they used to kind of play when they were kids, and there was something called the Geller Cup, which was the trophy you got for winning that, and they end up playing a 3-on-3 football game against each other while the food is being while they're waiting for the turkey to be done, and Rachel gets picked last and is upset and is not good at football.
No.
And then they but then Monica and Ross are getting very competitive with each other. And Ross is kind of being whiny about it, which I guess is like you were not a fan of. This is the part of Ross that you don't like.
Yeah, he's such a whiner.
Like he's blaming, whenever he doesn't win, he blames it on something.
Yeah.
But then Monica.
She's like really good at sports. Mm-hmm. She like looks really cute in her outfit.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a really good cook. So I'm sorry, but Team Monica.
On this one, I'm totally on Team Monica as well.
Yeah.
Where she eventually trades. I think she kicks Joey off her team and takes Rachel and says, like, fine, it'll be the ladies against the guys and we'll beat you. And then she passes the ball to Rachel, who finally makes a great catch, but then doesn't score a touchdown. And then Ross and Monica jump on the ground to get the ball because it's a live football.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody goes and eats Thanksgiving dinner except for them. They're mm-hmm. still on the ground holding the football. And it's one of the Thanksgiving episodes. It's a fun one. It's nice to see. I liked watching the football stuff with them. I liked watching Monica go toe to toe with Ross and give no ground up to him, even though he's whiny. She calls him on being whiny, and she also dishes it out too. Like she lays Chandler out. Like mm-hmm. she like hits him hard. It's nice to see her be kind of no nonsense.
Yeah,
in the thing because. She's always so kind of like tightly wound and by the book. It's nice to see her be kind of nuts, too, you know. Let me just say before we get into more of this, today's show is sponsored by CriminalsNoCriminals.net. Who knows how a criminal thinks better than a criminal? Nobody, that's who. So when it's time to protect your house or identity, they are the best line of defense. Who are they? A team of ex-cons and criminals currently on the lam, united to form a business that helps point out every loophole and security risk in your life. Here's how it works. You hire CriminalsNoCriminals.net. They show up at your house and overtake every aspect of your house and identity, looking for the problem spots and trouble areas. They spot the angles. They can make sure you never get robbed again. And so if you go to criminalsnocriminals.net right now, and I think you probably have to use some kind of offer code. I don't have an offer code yet. Probably try FriendsPod. It seems to work for a lot of these. And you'll get a free scan of your social security number and passport with your first order. Criminalsnocriminals.net. They know crime because they are crime. It's a little menacing of a thing, but that's look, I don't have a whole lot of control over who takes ads out on this thing.
It's just
I kind of have to take it where I can get it, because again, look, I am doing this show. I do a thing called The Best Show, which is a show I've been doing for a long time. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
It's It's like a weekly call-in,
like
comedy.
A TV show.
No, well, it's a radio show online. Used to be on another station. Now it's an independent thing. I've been doing that once a week for longer than you've been alive.
Oh,
I guess,
God.
At this point. Yeah, I know, right?
How many people watch it?
Hear it. It's again. It's not a TV show.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. It's thousands upon that. It's a very popular show.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I started doing this show because my show is kind of like a fringy thing out on the... People don't get it sometimes, and I feel like they don't get it, and they're missing the point of it. And so I started this as a way to kind of bridge the gap with that. And I mean, I'm sure, like, when you listen to episodes of this podcast, you hear this, but you don't necessarily even know, well, you clearly don't know what the best show is. So you listen to this and you don't need that context to know what this is, right?
Right. Like when this podcast comes out, I'm super excited to start listening to it when it comes out.
Well, you mean this episode?
No, what?
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots, shots, shots!
Now streaming.
Dad! He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Does that.
Vacation Friends 2, rated R, now streaming only on Hulu.
At Fred Meyer, we know the minute a tomato is picked off the vine, the fresh timer starts. The sooner we get our produce to you, the fresher it is. That's why we've completely overhauled our process to shorten the time from harvest to home for our tomatoes, strawberries, and salads. Because we know how much you love fresh produce, we give you more time to enjoy your tasty fruits and veggies at home. So whether you're shopping in-store, picking up, or prefer delivery, we're committed to bringing you the freshest produce possible. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
And this podcast has been out for 8 months easily. We've done every episode of Friends up to...
Like in the can?
Yes, out and yeah. I mean, that's what I post about when I'm at...
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I've been posting
about. Oh, yeah, okay.
The show's out, so you've never even heard... Okay, that's...
Sorry.
That's okay. Look, it's okay. I appreciate you being here as a guest and you not taking my posts down the way the Mad About You ones get taken down.
Yeah.
We got a call coming in here now. Hello?
I hear you got those templates back.
What's that? Who's this?
Let me take it off speaker.
I hear you got those sound clips back. Kind of weird.
Oh, it's okay. It's Jason.
Where'd they go? And then they just reappear like that? How
does
that even happen?
It's funny how after I agree to read an ad for your podcast, the sound files that you had complete access to on my computer reappear.
I don't know how that works. I don't have your password anymore, but I'm really glad you got him back. And hey, thank you for reading that ad. We're really, really happy about that.
Yeah, this is the former engineer of this program, and his name is Jason. And
wait, do you have someone in the studio with you?
I do. I have Sabrina Mino.
Hi, Sabrina. How are you?
I'm really good. I've heard so much about you.
Well, thank you. I'm a little shocked that somebody's in the studio with Tom, but hey, I'm glad.
Sabrina,
not so lonely in there anymore. Right? Yeah.
Sabrina does a Facebook group on Friends, so that's why she's here talking about Friends. So,
yeah, I'm actually kind of like a social media influencer, and I actually am an admin on a couple of different groups. So definitely just like shoot me an email if you need any help with.
Oh, totally. I think a friends group is so cool in 2018. I mean, that's where like That's where people should be talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's where you can talk about Friends, and people can also hear us talk about Friends on this Friends Recap podcast.
Yeah.
And I will say, Jason, you have your I read your thing a couple episodes ago for Taking the Leap, your big show, which you've done a whole one episode of.
Well, there are more episodes to come. There are.
Sure.
We're about ready to hop in back into the studio for episode two very shortly.
And knock out another episode. Oh, yeah, you better get ready to do that whopper of a second episode. What are you? It's a podcast. You just do episodes. Why are you being so precious about it?
Well,
I heard
Don says quality over quantity.
Yeah, Don Strong, your big. What is he? Your agent and producer? What is it again?
He is my podcast agent, and he is the executive producer of Don Strong Presents Taking the Leap with Jason Gore. And you know what? I'm very lucky. I'm blessed. I think that's what people in Hollywood say. I am blessed.
You're blessed to have met this guy who, and I heard the episode, and when you flub a word, he literally administers an electric shock.
Yeah.
Boy, what a blessing that sounds like to be associated with that guy.
Well, let me just say, it was my screw up. And Don just wants me to be the premier recap podcast host. And if that's what it takes, that's what it takes.
For him to administer an electric charge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, we all pick who we go into business with. It seems like you really picked a winner here, but you're blessed. You're blessed. You know, you got Don, the mighty Don Strong, who I guess, I mean.
Everything's good.
Everything's good. Yeah.
I can't wait to get back into that chair and, you know, plug myself back in, my headphones and all of the connectors.
Yeah, and when are you going to, how many seasons of Quantum Leap were there?
There were 5 seasons.
Yeah, big, yeah. So what's this going to take you, 30 years to recap all of it? It'll be like an episode of Quantum Leap. It'll take you, you'll have to jump through time to recap all of them.
I hope not, because that would take a lot of electricity.
Yeah, well, Don Strong can certainly help you with that, right? He seems to have he seems to have access to electricity, and he seems to have no problem doling it out.
Well, he has a vision, and who am I to question that vision? I'm here now.
Look, I'm just going to say this, and I'm going to say it once. I got my sound clips back. You deny any knowledge of it. I know why they're back. I know it was you. You know it was you.
There's a bigger story here, Tom.
Yeah. All right. You know what I'm going to say? Leave me alone, okay? Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Oh.
Okay?
Well, thank you for checking on me. I am doing fine.
You called me. I didn't check on you. You called me. I have no idea why you called.
You know, I'm doing great in L.A. I'm meeting a lot of people. I may only know this phone number, and I may... The only one I've got.
Sure. Okay.
But I got a lot of people in my life, Tom.
Yeah.
It's going great so far.
You sound so happy right now, Jason. You really sound like you're just on top of the world.
This next episode's really going to be great. It's Genesis Part 2.
Okay, well, make sure you pronounce everything clearly when you're recording it.
Oh, God, I hope I do.
Yeah. Best of luck to you. Leave me alone.
Bye.
Yeah, well, Yeah, that's.
I'm glad you guys are like done with your beef. You guys sound like really good friends.
We are. Yeah, you know. Look, okay. Yeah, we're done with the beef. Done with the beef.
Cool.
Friends first.
Friends first.
A little bit of a stretch on this one. This is the first time that Rachel alludes to owning a. No, wait, no, it's not even the first time. I messed this one up. It's the second time. I got no friends. So it's the first time I don't have a friends first. How about that? I guess that'll be what that one was. Friends fun fact.
Time for another fun friends fact.
Phoebe in this episode is wearing a That Girl t-shirt when they play football. And that is the star of That Girl is Marlo Thomas, who on Friends plays Rachel's mother. So it's a little nod to Marlo Thomas and her accomplishments. Line of the episode.
It's the line of the episode.
Rachel says, we should definitely play football more often. Maybe there's like a league we could join or something. And then Phoebe says, isn't there a National Football League? And Chandler says, yes, yes, there is. They play on Sundays and Monday nights. And Rachel says, oh, shoot, I work Monday nights. Yeah. Any final thoughts on this episode, Sabrina?
You know, this was like a really good episode. I actually watched this episode every single Thanksgiving.
Okay.
As well as all of the other Thanksgiving episodes. So it's, you know, really near and dear to me. And yeah, I think if I were to give it a grade, I think I would give it like a meme, like a photo of Monica, like in the fat suit, just because like, that's such a funny meme.
Sure. And what could it say on it? I know.
Yeah.
This was epic.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, see, I could do memes.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. That was, I give this one 9 out of 10. It's a great Thanksgiving episode, and it's great to see the show get kind of back on its feet again after a few middling episodes. Ranking the friends, Monica, Rachel, Phoebe, Joey, Chandler, and Ross in last place on this one. Bottom, because he's a bummer.
Yeah.
Right? Well, Sabrina, thank you for being a part of the show, and we will be back soon with another episode of Meet My Friends, The Friends, and I appreciate everybody listening. Thank you for being a part of this. Another episode of Meet My Friends, The Friends, coming soon. Thanks for supporting the show.